solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to take Allah ta'ala's beautiful name, Allah's Mubarak name, the name that brings tranquility, serenity, and the gathering of this nature, inshaAllah, brings the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, angels from such a gathering. Allah's special sakina, tranquility, descends. Allah's mercy descends on this gathering. Allah remembers this gathering in His gathering of the angels. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind. Allah ta'ala is allowing us to take His name, His Mubarak name. So we are sitting here to scrub and brush and polish our hearts. We always mention almost in every dhikr majlis, the maqsad is to learn to make the dhikr and to eradicate the filth that has clogged our hearts of sins. And this heart that has become blackened, we need to make it shine and bright and white again. When a person makes the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he draws Allah ta'ala's closeness to him. He becomes close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That wahshat, that estrangement, and that came about in a person's heart due to sins and disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person keeps on sinning and the black dot appears in the heart and grows in size, becomes larger and larger and larger. And the person fails to make sincere tawbah, istighfar. And then he's deprived of the sweetness of iman, he's deprived of the qurb of Allah, he's deprived of the nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He finds bu'ad in him. He finds there's a big gap now, and that gap just increases. He finds himself going further and further and further away from Allah. He feels miserable in his heart. He does not experience the tranquility, serenity, happiness, joy, surur. But he feels wahshat. He feels so alien. He feels away from Allah, away from Allah's mercy. When a person makes dhikr of Allah, then Allah Ta'ala removes this wahshat from the person's heart. Allah now brings in his heart happiness and surur. Allah gives him itminan. Allah brings nur on his heart. Allah brings nur on his face. A true dhakir, Allah gives him nur on his face as well. His tongue becomes moist with dhikr of Allah. His heart begins to beat with Allah, Allah, Allah. Now the azmat of Allah comes into him. The greatness of Allah, the love of Allah, the marifat of Allah. Now he is beginning to enjoy taking the name of Allah. And this bu'ud, this distance now is now becomes closed up. Now he becomes closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no longer any estrangement. Now he feels itminan. He feels so familiar being in the company of the dhakireen, those who are taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the benefit of dhikr. When a person is making dhikr, is washing away all those sins. As the Hazrat Ali Billah Zakir Mukhtasar rahmatullahi alayhi had mentioned, Ya Rabb, meri gunah ki koi intiha nahi. O Allah, there is no end, there is no limit to my sins. I continue sinning and sinning and sinning. There is no intiha, there is no limit, there is no end. Lekin Ya Rabb, teri fazal ki koi intiha nahi. O Allah, but there is no limit to your fazal and kindness and greatness. O Allah, we are sitting here so that we may turn towards you in repentance. Ya Allah, we are sitting here trying to bring about this connection again with you. We have lost this connection and this has made our heart restless. Ya Allah, therefore we are supplicating to you. We are taking your Mubarak name to bring that enjoyment once again in our hearts and the azmat of only you, my Allah. Because there is no other Allah but you. And Allah is our nourisher, Allah is our creator, Allah is our sustainer. No matter what problems we may have in this world, and no matter how miserable we may have failed, and no matter how far we may have become and distanced ourselves away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but when we make sincere tawbah to Allah, and now we take the name of Allah with dhyan, with concentration, and open the locks of our heart with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah who is the creator of sugar, how sweet Allah ta'ala's name is. To take his name with that sweetness and concentration and devotion, inshaAllah. Our zikr is very, very short. The maqsad is that we go back home in our free time, every single day in solitude, Now we spend some time in the musalla and we connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala make us true dhakireen, true shakireen. May Allah ta'ala make us arifeen, aashiqeen, muqarrabeen, maqbooleen, inshaAllah. Inside the Sharif, Allah. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله
جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم. جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. يا الله ہماری گناہوں کو معاف فرما، ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما. يا الله cleanse and purify our hearts. يا الله يا الله ہماری دلوں کو مصفى مجلى مزكى بنا. يا الله our hearts have become very heavy. يا الله يا الله due to sins. يا الله يا الله lighten our hearts. يا الله يا الله and brighten our hearts. يا الله give us a تعلق جوه. يا الله معيت خاصة. يا الله يا الله make us يا الله become close to you. يا الله يا الله do not make us become close to شيطان. يا الله don't make us follow شيطان. يا الله don't make us become slaves of نفس and شيطان. يا الله يا الله take us out of the bondage of نفس and شيطان. يا الله يا الله you are رحمن. يا الله because you are true bondsmen and يا الله slaves. يا الله because you are true servants. يا الله make us عباد الرحمن. يا الله يا الله whatever پریشانی we have. يا الله يا الله پریشانی دور فرما، امت کی پریشانی دور فرما. يا الله every single امتی. يا الله wherever he may be wherever she may be. يا الله whichever part of the world. يا الله يا الله جو بھی پریشانی ہے يا الله پریشانی دور فرما. يا الله جو بھی پریشان حال ہے يا الله ان کی پریشانی دور فرما. يا الله remove the difficulties. يا الله remove the difficulties. يا الله يا الله help the امت of نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. يا الله مدد فرما، نصرت فرما. يا الله خاص رحمت فرما. يا الله شواش جو سپیشل مرسی. يا الله يا الله يا لوف. يا الله يا عشق محبت. يا الله يا الله don't turn your nigga away from us. يا الله يا الله we are going through difficult times. يا الله يا الله we are seeing different conditions. يا الله even the weather conditions have been changed. يا الله the environment has changed. يا الله there are so much type of fitnas coming every single day. يا الله يا الله help us. يا الله give us hidayat. يا الله forgive us. يا الله يا الله we are making sincere توبہ. يا الله يا الله your فضل your kindness. يا الله knows no bounds. يا الله help us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Bless us with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your dad, halawat of iman, istiqamat and taqwa, my Allah. Give us best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Give us halal and tayyib, rozi, my Allah. Ya Allah, jo, ya Allah, makruz hai, ya Allah, unki qarz dur farma, ya Allah. Help them to pay off the debt, ease with ease, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, my Allah. So many are suffering, my Allah. Young ma'asum, children are suffering, my Allah. Elderly ones, my Allah. People in hospital, at homes, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, Allah marhumin, ya Allah, give them jannah, those, my Allah. Grant the family sabr jameel, my Allah. Allah, give us maut with iman, my Allah. Make us live with iman, die with iman. Raise us in the day of qiyamah with iman, my Allah. Give us maut in Madinah Sharif, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us very jannatul baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the qiyamah. The holy kothar water from Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mubarak hands, my Allah. Make us enter jannat without any reckoning, ya Allah. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of the dajjal. Protect our youngsters, my Allah. Ya Allah, now that examinations have completed, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them be successful in the examinations, my Allah. Ya Allah, help them to spend their holidays correctly, my Allah. Ya Allah, full of your ita'at, my Allah. And the ita'at of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect them from haram, my Allah. Protect them from zina, my Allah. Protect them, ya Allah, from drugs, my Allah. Protect them from evil company, my Allah. Ya Allah, help all of us, my Allah. Make our children become the coolness of wise, my Allah. Make them good huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those looking for suitable partners, my Allah, to get married, my Allah. Ya Allah, you find in the best of partners, my Allah. Grant them pious, ya Allah, partners, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless them with pious offspring, my Allah, who become the coolness of their eyes, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children, ya Allah, become the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become the coolness of our parents' eyes if they are still alive, my Allah. And if they have passed on, my Allah, grant them the maghfirat, my Allah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين